Yo, what's up, podcast? Happy Thursday. I'm a little late on posting up this podcast episode. You know, I've had a busy day so far, but I want to continue on with today. I want to talk about my next deep dive email, which I'm gonna launch on Tuesday. I want to do the first of every month, but I'll probably do like the first Tuesday of every month, just because Labor Day is on Monday, so like everyone's like away. I feel like no one's checking their emails on Sunday. It's just gonna get lost. It might even get lost on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like everyone's back, everyone's getting bombarded with emails, but first email was sent on Tuesday, so I'll just do this. So it's cool. I've been like, you know, this will be my, besides the welcome email, this is kind of like the first email that I'll be like drafting up. You know what I mean? It's like my second email, but it's kind of like my first. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It's a lot of like similar things that I've been like talking about in this episode. I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be giving tips on the, Spotify playlist game, because I've been really pushing Spotify the last few weeks, throughout the course of August. I also have two mixing tutorials. I did a how to make a bus track, you know, to help you, why and how to make a bus track. And if you don't know, when you're recording your tracks, I highly, highly recommend that you make bus tracks to consolidate your tracks, to stay organized and to be able to, you know, affect all tracks in a specific instrument by just affecting one track. Like, it's kind of like the mother track, you know? So that's what a bus track is. And I walk you through how to do it in Pro Tools. I also have another video on volume automation and reverb automation. And I have two different examples. I use Sundrug for the automation video, and I use True Love on a Mental Plane. I use the Pro Tools session for the other video on how to make a bus track. So I'm excited for that. I also have a really awesome poem that I'm sharing with you guys. It's the first poem that I memorized. Actually, my good friend got me into memorizing poems the past few months. I'm up to seven poems right now, but this is the first one. It's called Invictus by William Ernest Henley, I believe. I was gonna say Nelson Mandela, but Nelson Mandela he famously recited this poem to himself while he was incarcerated for 27 years. It's pretty intense. I also have four riffs that I'm gonna be sharing with you guys. Three of them are Spider Capo riffs. All four of them I wrote this year. Really, really love it, man. I really love these riffs. So check it out, man. Just stay tuned. On Tuesday, it'll be launching the deep dive, and yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to check it out. Short episode today, guys. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Have a wonderful Labor Day. Here's to the fall. Love you guys. Peace out.